This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all just stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. In English, right? Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the total conversation. Head up to, Facebook, too. We have a Facebook feed going on there, a live feed that you guys can converse with each other. And maybe I'm boring you to death. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. Hey, before we get rolling, one of the things I promised Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute that I would take care of him at least on a weekly basis, a couple times a week. And you know, they're doing so much to protect the liberty, protect the freedom of us and Americans. Seriously, take a listen. Well, when I click the button, you can take a listen.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Another high school coach, this time in Georgia, has been singled out and barred from participating with football players in the traditional prayer before games because of yet another attack by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. A letter by the foundation resulted in the school district distributing a memo in reference to employees and volunteers and said, quote, they cannot join hands, bow their heads, take a knee, or commit another act that otherwise manifests approval with the student's religious experience, end quote. Well, PGI believes this direct oppression on individuals' religious freedom is ridiculous. For Pacific Justice Institute, I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
This stuff comes up all the time. I mean, think about that. He can't pray. Kids, you know, it's going to get to the point, people. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's going to get to the point where your kids aren't even going to be able to pray. No, they're going to have to leave campus to do it. They can smoke dope. They can have sex in the bushes. Okay? They can do all kinds of other stuff. Prayer is just not accepted. It's just nuts. And it continues down this road because we let it happen. We keep electing officials that keep allowing these things to go on, that allow these things to happen, and it's up to us to protect our kids. It's up to us to make sure that our kids have a right shot at this. I mean, have a honest shot at a decent education where all kids can feel safe. Now, you're not going to hit 100%. I get that, but you don't go just for the low-hanging fruit. I always get a kick out of that. Well, you Christians try to shove everything down our throats. No. As a matter of fact, if anything, we're the least group that wants to shove things down your throat. Everybody else wants you to do it their way or go to jail. We don't ask you to be put in jail for not listening or believing in us or doing what we want you to do. As Uncle Joe said, that's just a bunch of malarkey. Saw a guy today who recognized me and said, you know, and I don't know why they lead like this. I don't always believe I like you, but I don't always like what you say. Well, I don't always like what I say. I don't always like having to say it. Why do I always have to be the one to say it? I know there's others saying it too, but you know what I'm saying. You know, we all need to be sticking up for. We all need to be dealing with freedom and liberty for everybody. Because, you know what, they take it away from one, they take it away from everyone. Do they not? You've seen it happen before. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I totally forgot. Oh, no, that's all right, what I was reading. Let's see, what can we read together? Right. Do you know people, I didn't already talk about it, but I hinted to it. And if this is true, I must be a good billionaire. Because people who are always late are more successful and they live longer. So says science. You know that thing that you're always telling me to pay attention to and believe? Well, guess what? The article goes on to say that they are wired to be more optimistic and less stressed. Now, you're thinking of someone, aren't you? Maybe it's your best friend who just can't get, you know, anywhere on time. Or maybe it's you. Yes, it is me. I get to very few places on time. I don't care whether it's 3 minutes late or 20 minutes late. I get to very few places. I had an appointment today that I got to 25 minutes late. And it wasn't because I left late. I left with would have been on any other day of the week. After an apocalypse where nobody was on the roads or driving in California, I would have got there in about 35 minutes instead of an hour. Yeah. Because between traffic, I don't know, what is it about the California Highway Department that wants to rip up the roads on Friday afternoons in the direction that everybody's going in to get out of town? I mean, what do they take, a reverse day class? That's good. The it's good news for people with bad timekeeping everywhere. Sure, you may occasionally always be late, but however, there's a positive personality trait that may be a saving grace for you. People who are late have a greater inability to feel stressed, leading to health, benefits, but also think outside the box and look at the bigger picture. All of these things lead to greater success at work alongside a longer life. Now, being late is strongly associated to optimism. Really? In DeLonzo's book, Never Be Late Again, she says many late people tend to be both optimistic and unrealistic, she said, and this affects their perception of time. They really believe that they can go for a run, pick up their clothes and dry cleaners, buy the groceries, and drop off the kids at school all in an hour. Can't you? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. I'm going to finish this off because I'm curious. I'm one of those guys that is a just on time or just after the on time kind of guy. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Please answer the question.
That's the one I'm talking about. Sounds like Alvin and Chipmunks as he's getting a little older. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. If you don't, then it's a one-sided conversation. And really, why should you be talking to yourself that much? I do enough for all of us. We're talking about going up to my website and buying my book. That's what we're talking about. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to be afraid of. And you don't have to. And you shouldn't, really. There's nothing to be afraid of here. We may not totally understand each other, but we should be able to get together, sit down, discuss different things, and not want to hurt each other all the time, which is what it seems like, no matter where you go and what you do. Now, we're talking about being late for work or being late, period, and whether that's a good or a bad thing. And DeLonzo's book, Never Be Late Again, she says many late people tend to be both optimistic and unrealistic, she said. And this affects their perception of time. They really believe that they can go, you know, for a run, pick up their clothes, dry cleaners, and buy groceries, drop off the kids at school, and do it all within the hour. And I said,
why not?
Why not? I mean, I don't, unless you've got an old car with two cylinders and can't break 20, you should be able to do that. This positively also makes you more likely to be successful. In a study salesman carried out by the Metropolitan Life, consultants scored in the top 10% for optimism sold 88% more than those ranked in the most pessimistic. Their performance is better because their outlook is better. If you know, I was just to say, if you walk into a situation looking to fail, you're done. Don't bother. If you walk into a situation, I remember the first time, here we go, I'm telling stories, right? I remember the first time I went up against, I think it was, who's the big phone company? I mean, the big phone company. It was MCI, GE, and Frontier Telephone. That, they're old, but they were around. And the first time I went in there against them on a bid, and I was petrified, but I was thinking, you know what? I got a better product. I can win this. I think I was late for that meeting, too. But anyhow, we did. We won that contract. We won a contract, a very large contract, at Cedars, Sinai Hospital, and I was up against a whole bunch of other bigger companies. And it wasn't necessarily because I was better than them. I think when you go in there, they have an attitude that they got it, it's theirs. You know, what are you even doing here, you little snot? You should leave the room. And some of us go in there, we need it, we're hungry, we'll work hard for it, and we put a better presentation out. And we're positive. And we were able to win those contracts. But most people go into situations with opera, and I'm not talking about positive thinking, okay? I mean, if you're really bad at something, all the positive thinking in the world isn't going to make it better. If you're really good at something, though, and you don't tout that, you don't have confidence in yourself, you're going to lose. Now, the article goes on to say, those who are often late or disorganized fall into the enthusiastic category. The weaknesses include being overextended, scattered, undisciplined. However, the positive qualities include being extroverted, spontaneous, high-spirited, and playful. Okay, the playful thing kind of threw me off. Their passing of time actually feels different. So a study was carried out by Jeff Conte, an associate psychology professor at San Diego State. The researchers carried out an experiment of A-type, competitive impatient, and B-type, relaxed, creative personalities, of which the late people fall into the B category. They also, people from both groups to guess after 1 minute how much time had passed. Those in the A-type category answered on average 58 seconds. You know why? Because they cheated. They were probably counting under their breath. Whereas B-types always answered around 77 seconds. They literally perceive time as longer than it really is. So if you have an 18-second time gap, the difference that can add up over time, it's not a big deal. Multitaskers also perceive time more slowly. Really? He assessed 181 subway operators in New York and found that those who often multitasked tended to be late more often than others. That's right, because you got to wait for stuff to finish before you can move on. And then you start too many things, and you still have to wait for it to finish. They're often completely engrossed in what they're doing, causing them to lose track of time. I think of your favorite friend who is always late. Do they have interest in a lot of people? They try to take on too many hobbies? I mean, really. There's a place called lifehack.org. It says people are often late because they have been engrossed in another activity that is fascinating or wildly interesting, which has put them in another zone. It's not another zone. I just know it's more interesting, and I don't really want to be where I'm supposed to go. It was always like that for me. Late people don't see it as a big deal either when others are late because they can see the bigger picture. You know what? I get mad when people are late, keeping me hanging, because nowadays they can text. Right? Text me, let me know you're running late. Right, I'm not interested that you're watching the hockey game when you're supposed to be at work, or basketball, or baseball, whatever it is. No, I don't care, guys. Right? You should be here at work doing your job. And they're more spontaneous.
Hmm.
As for the laid-back nature of a B-type personality, they will not worry much about train times, booking hotels or flights. They'll just throw some items in the suitcase. Gee, I wonder who does that. Who would do that?
Don't look at me.
No, you? Forget about it. I could do a whole hour just on getting ready to go for a trip. Oh, God. The other group, they have to, before they head out, they have to figure out where to eat and sleep along the way. What stops to make for what? There's far more adventure in that. That's according to the life hack. I don't know about that. You know what? This thing just blew up for me. I'm seriously. And they're worse with money. People who are late but genuinely don't mean to be, they're the ones who want to be considerate, often live in the moment, and find it hard to save for the future. See, Alfie Cohn of Psychology Today, some people can't summon the self-control to be on time, which would mean that person probably has trouble getting his or her act together in other ways as well. Right? They like to beat targets and norms. Never the one to follow instructions.
Hmm.
Well, the pictures. Are pictures instructions? If you look at the picture of the box, that's instructions, right?
Okay.
They believe the estimation of their Google map. I never believe Google map. Or they think it's a linear fashion. This means that they think outside the box, leading them to tackle issues in an unconventional, often a better way, according to Dollinger. You should be a deadliner, someone who is subconsciously drawn to the adrenaline rush. Well, I tend to be at times. I don't like being in a rush all the time. So I just did this you guys say I don't do enough feel-good movies, feel-good stories. That was the one for the month. Have a great, no, we're not done yet. What the heck is that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spending me with me. Oh, my God. How much time you're spending with me today. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I tend to like to do all kinds of crazy stories in what I call a smorgasbord hour, where I'm just running through. You want to send me some stories, send them to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And again, I'll do it. You just don't send me the stupid ones. I mean, really, that simple. Just don't send me the stupid ones. Okay, so this, I wouldn't say, I need the music for this. You know, this just in kind of thing. Guess who died today? Not long ago. Huh? Oh, look at that. Charlie Manson died at age 83. The serial, I mean, this guy was a freak. He was weird. The serial killer Charlie Manson died after a brief hospitalization. He's been sick for a long time. He died Thursday at a hospital in Bakersfield, California. Perfect place for him. Spokeswoman for the California Department of Corrections Rehabilitation confirmed news of Manson's passing, assuring the press that her outfit will soon put out an official statement on the passing. Now, he was found guilty in 1971. It was, you know, go look it up. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it's pretty disgusting. Seriously. I mean, he's pretty disgusting. He's found guilty in 71 of orchestrating the murders of seven people, including actress Sharon Tate. He was reported to have sought to start a race war, which he dubbed Helter Skelter, after Beatles' song of the same name. Manson was sentenced to death, sentence which was later amended to life imprisonment. Maybe he wouldn't have died if he had, like, the right health insurance program, right, don't you think? You know, yeah, one of the things I like to do on the show is at least be informative. I know you guys, I don't sing or dance, so you're not getting entertained, and I try to bring information to you that's real, that you can think about. Because my thought here isn't to tell you that you're wrong and you need to do it this way or else. My thought's always to say to you, look, here's an alternative. Here's a different way of looking at something. Here's a different way to approach something. And then you decide. It's really that simple for you, or for me anyhow. You can take it, leave it. You can change the station, but get information first before you make decisions, before you decide to solidify something in your brain that only works a certain way. One of my regular guests on the show, and I enjoy having him on all the time, is the CEO of Liberty HealthShare, Dale Bellis, and he speaks plain simple English. And we're going to talk about the difference between health sharing and health insurance, because there is a difference. And I know many of you say, I don't get it, but, you know, one is an insurance and one, I don't know what it is. Dale, thanks for being with me today.
It's a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
You know, and again, as we like to joke about, True, I mean, what is the difference? Why wouldn't I go for the insurance company as opposed to go to a health sharing program? That just sounds like socialism to me, Dale. I don't know.
well, a health insurance arrangement is a contract of indemnity where the insurance company agrees to and promises to pay based upon certain hazards that you encounter. You get sick, they're going to pay based upon you submitting your premium. Health sharing is a totally different methodology and premise. It's based on the American tradition of self-care and mutual care. That is, we take responsibility for the care of our health, but I'm in a part of a community that whenever I get sick and have costs, everyone shares in and bears a part of that cost. So I have a $10,000 bill. Other members are assigned to assist with that $10,000, and we crowdfund that individual member, and we pay each other's medical bills. It's voluntary. It's cooperative. But we're self-motivated and self-determined and directed. And that's really the distinction. We're all self-pay patients, but we share our costs in community with one another.
So there's not a committee sitting there deciding what treatment you can have or not have. It's actually other people. I like the term members. It's other members in the program that can sit back and sit, and they're contributing as well. They're being part of your process, part of your solution. Correct?
Absolutely, Joe. In fact, we base our sharing mentality and methodology based upon a Christian tradition of people helping each other whenever they're in need. That's one of our shared beliefs. So on the basis of our ethical and religious values, we care for one another in community with each other, but we also give each other the freedom to be self-determined in terms of the care of our health. So we each have the responsibility and the right to care and direct and manage our own care of our health, as well as share those costs that we can't pay for ourselves in community with one another. And so it's that balance.
Yeah, but I like the words you use. Like, you know, you've got the freedom and liberty to choose. First of all, under this kind of program, you can actually choose your doctor for real, right?
For real. We don't have a network of doctors. You choose your own doctor. You go to your own hospital. We're self-pay patients. And so we have that freedom to select and choose accordingly. And then we share those costs with one another. And we prepare, whenever we process a bill for a member, the payment to that doctor or hospital based on national data that tells us what is a fair and reasonable reimbursement for that service. And we submit that to that doctor and hospital, and overwhelmingly that's accepted and appreciated because it's fair, it's reasonable, and it's prompt.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about it is I've experienced this in my own life with certain things where I've made deals with doctors or dentists or eye doctors, and I've actually done better than I would have done if I used my insurance company, you know, and people don't realize that you brought up something in past interviews where this is kind of consumerism to a degree. We should be treating our health care like consumerism, right?
Joe, unbelievably, in every other area of our life, we experience that kind of consumer focus and orientation. I go to the local car shop. I get tires. I get a muffler. I get a tune-up on my car. I go to a restaurant. And whatever I do, I'm comparing the billing that's presented to me with what I've consumed or received. That's not the case in America with health care. And so it's time for the individual patient to be the consumer, demand that price transparency, and change the cost curve downward based upon really the ability of the individual patient to pay for that care. And it's oddly enough, what they send out as a bill is not what a hospital will receive to settle that particular service at a significant discount. And we advocate for our members in that way.
Now, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. You know, you talk about discount consumerism and all that. Don't miss the part that you get to go to the doctor that you trust. In some cases, you've loved for years. You've loved being around for years. You won't get any less service with it. You just have more control over the services you get and actually how you get them done. Right?
We've removed that layer of bureaucratic red tape. I refer to as medocrats who have really grown up over the course of a number of years that are intermediaries between the doctor and the patient, making choices and decisions in their economic interests as opposed to what's in the interest of the patient. We've removed that, and now the patient and doctor are making those choices and decisions together, and we're just taking the fair and reasonable cost of that encounter and sharing it together in community.
Yeah, I love this. I love the whole thought behind this. You know, some of the questions I've gotten in the past, and you got to make people comfortable with this. Who are you responsible to? Because, you know, we've got in our minds, we've been taught to believe that unless the government, unless you're an insurance company regulated by the government, which should scare the heck out of everybody, but who are you responsible to? Who oversees you to make sure you're doing the right thing?
Well, first of all, there is a criteria established in the Affordable Care Act as to what constitutes a recognized healthcare sharing ministry. One of them is you have to be a nonprofit. Number two, you have to have an annual audit. Number three, you have to make sure that you never dismiss a member because they become too sick. There's like five criteria there in the ACA. So that's one side of our accountability. The other is, as a nonprofit religious organization receiving funds and facilitating the sharing of medical bills with members, we have oversight from the internal revenue.
I'll let Dale finish this on the other side of the break. Seriously, because who does oversee them? Who does regulate them? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina. You're listening to The Real Side.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
I don't know. No comment.
Do that song today. I know I say it every time,
but it's so true.
Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, too. You're going to find Facebook. Facebook. Facebook feed. There's a place there that you can all get together and talk about how off I am or on I am, or just talk to yourself. Really. It's interesting to watch your conversations. Seriously. Now, I like to peruse Facebook during the breaks to see not what's breaking, what do they call that? Trending. Not what's trending in Facebook. Not what they tell me is trending. Okay, I like to look at what's really honestly trending. Okay? I mean, because they love to hide stuff. They love to put stuff aside. They love to make sure that you really don't know what the truth is. And I just want to make sure we do. So I'm looking at what's going on. What's trending is people, even Democrats, confused on why Democrats are all of a sudden reaching back, 30 years, 40 years, whatever it was, and now wanting Billy Bob to answer for what he did. How are you going to do that? I mean, all these years you've been hiding it, shoving it aside. How are you going to do that? You can't. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay, we're going to, where did I put that? We're going to finish this. It's just another minute or two. We were talking about your health care plans. We were talking about whether you were ready to handle any kind of health emergency that comes into your house. You may or may not. I don't know. I don't live with you. And you don't want me to live with you, believe me. So let's have a listen. Dale Bellis joins me from Liberty HealthShare.
The doctor and the patient making choices and decisions in their economic interests as opposed to what's in the interest of the patient. We've removed that, and now the patient and doctor are making those choices and decisions together, and we're just taking the fair and reasonable cost of that encounter and sharing it together in community.
Yeah, I love this. I love the whole thought behind this. You know, some of the questions I've gotten in the past, and you got to make people comfortable with this. Who are you responsible to? Because, you know, we've got in our minds, we've been taught to believe that unless the government, unless you're an insurance company regulated by the government, which should scare the heck out of everybody, but who are you responsible to? Who oversees you to make sure you're doing the right thing?
Well, first of all, there is a criteria established in the Affordable Care Act as to what constitutes a recognized health care sharing ministry. One of them is you have to be a nonprofit. Number two, you have to have an annual audit. Number three, you have to make sure that you never dismiss a member because they become too sick. There's like five criteria there in the ACA. So that's one side of our accountability. The other is, as a nonprofit religious organization receiving funds and facilitating the sharing of medical bills with members, we have oversight from the Internal Revenue Service. We have to follow all of the necessary standards for how a nonprofit organization functions and is regulated. And the third is, in each state, there are attorneys general that manage and oversee the offering of services to consumers. And so we're a part of that regulatory framework as well, that we're not over-promising and under-delivering, et cetera. And so we submit to all of that oversight.
Yeah, I know people are asking these questions because for, 100 years we've been taught this is how insurance works. This is how you take care of your body. This is how you go to the doctor. And it's about time that people start realizing, you know, this is your body. You know, there's certain things you know, my wife goes to I don't even know the name of the type of chiropractor where they don't snap your head and snap your bones and all that. You know, they have a more gentle approach. It's her body. It's the way she's decided to make that work. And we need to start thinking that way. My body doesn't belong to the insurance company. It belongs to me. I should be able to take care of it the way I want to. Hey, Dale, tell people how to get a hold
sharing,
of you.
Well, I was just going to say, that's the healthcare sharing grassroots movement that's occurring in America, where Americans are awakening to the opportunity that they can, in fact, manage, control, and direct the care of their health. The best place to go to find out about Liberty HealthShare, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can ask for a free decision guide, we call it. It's an information packet that comes to your email or by mail. Peruse the pages of the website, toll-free number to talk to one of our advisors in our contact center. But libertyhealthshare.org is the best place to go.
Dale, always a pleasure. Thanks for the information. And people, you need to check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. At least read about it. Learn about the real control you can have over taking care of your body. And you really do have to have control. You know, we've talked about this a million times. You say you believe in liberty. You say you believe in, you know, freedom. And the way the health share works, even the government-run health share, it's not there for you. You've heard me talk about this a million times. I hate going, first of all, I hate going to the doctor anyway. And not because I'm worried that they're going to find something or anything like that. I just hate going. I sit there and wait. I don't know when he's going to come out. And right about the time I'm about ready to give up, then he does come out, or they take me in the room. And what do when they take you in the room? The doctor will be right in. Well, apparently, right, my idea of right in and his idea of right in are a millennial apart, right? Whatever. But think about it, right? You're sitting in there. I don't know. Usually it's cold or cooler, which is okay. That helps keep me awake. But it's a whole different animal. And then you get in there, and after all that waiting and everything else, and you go through your little physical, and he says, well, I want to run some blood tests. So I got to run blood tests. And then you get a what? Come on. Come on. Right? You got to chase him around for 2 weeks to find him after the blood test gets back. I much prefer to get it all done on the front. Do the blood test. Do the urine test. Do all the others. Do all that stuff on the front side. And then what can happen is, you know, once you get it back, then I'll come in and do the physical. At least then you'll know what you're looking for. Right? You won't be surprised by some stuff that you see. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, I know. 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, you know, it was funny. I saw this earlier, and at first I said, okay, this has got to be phony. But the more I looked into it, and the more I looked into some of the other things around it, it's not. You know, oh, everybody's screaming about electric cars. You got to have an electric car. You got to have batteries. You got to have this. You got to have that. Smaller carbon footprint. It's all a joke. It's not real. You know, you don't get a smaller carbon footprint from an electric car when you think about everything it takes to make the electric car, make the batteries, put it together, and the whole nine yards. And the batteries don't last a long time. And when you have to get rid of them, guess what? They got to go in the ground. They're going to be ground up. Something has to be done to them, right? You don't just throw them away in the garbage. It costs you money to get rid of them. And it costs you money to get a new set. Big bucks. So apparently, the electric vehicle boom increasing risk of cobalt mined by children ending up in batteries. Now, Amnesty says the trend increases the risk of cobalt mined by children in Democratic Republic of Congo that ends up in your batteries. Cobalt is a crucial component in lithium-ion batteries used in devices from smartphones to laptops to electric cars. However, it's often mined by children and adults working in dangerous conditions in the DRC. Now, before making its way into the global supply chains and ultimately in those products we run around with. Now, I'm not one of those guys that wants you to, you know, look at everything you got in your hand and give it up just because. But give some thought to what you're buying and why. In February, a Sky News investigation found children as young as 4 working in the mines in the DRC. But although the big technology companies like Apple and Samsung have taken steps to make their supply chains more transparent, automakers not so quite interested. The report, Time to Recharge, said electric vehicle companies are lagging behind other sectors when it comes to cleaning up their batteries. It said that the Renault and Daimler and performed particularly badly, failing to meet even minimal international standards. They don't want to disclose. Well, why do you think they don't want to disclose? It ranked BMW the best among car makers, followed by Tesla. Many car makers have committed to hybrid electric only vehicles, including Jaguar, Land Rover, and Volvo. Consumer technology firms fared much better in the report. Apple was ranked the best company overall, followed by Samsung, SDI, for taking adequate action to investigate their supply chains. And, you know, again, I don't have their money. I'm not putting out their product. But this is stuff you need to look out for. In today's day and age, I mean, just be aware of it. You know, make sure you're looking for it and just be aware of it. Everything you buy has a battery, has been made internationally, a part of it has been made internationally. Try to take a stand where you can. If the same TV is American made, buy it. Especially if it's only pennies more. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to talk about the case against Hillary Clinton, written by a friend of ours, Andy Caldwell. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about.